USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marissa reporting. Former Republican Speaker of the House Paul Ryan has doubts that Donald Trump will run for president again. When Ryan retired and the House went to Democrats, Trump was highly critical of Ryan. Now, in a podcast interview with Tenio, a risk assessment company, Ryan questions why the party would let Trump run again in 2024.
I think Trump's unelectability will be palpable by then. We all know that he will lose, let me put it this way. We all know that he's so much more likely to lose the White House than anybody else running for president on our side of the aisle. So why would we want to go with that?
The Supreme Court has dismissed Donald Trump in single sentence. With no note of dissent, the justices Thursday rejected the former president's request to intervene in litigation over documents seized from his Mar-a-Lago estate this summer. The Supreme Court shouldn't even have entertained the petition to reconsider part of an appeals court order allowing the Justice Department to continue to review classified documents as a special master looks over other materials for claims of attorney-client or executive privilege. Yet the outcome of Justice Clarence Thomas's referring the case his colleague's way is just another reason to scoff at claims from Mr. Trump that the legal system is treating him unfairly. California is looking for ways to curb the distribution of fentanyl on the streets.
California is stepping up its efforts to crack down on fentanyl being distributed through the state. Attorney General Rob Bonta is crediting an increase in the state's Justice Department budget for the 2023 fiscal year.
In our budget this year, we secured $7.9 million, just shy of $8 million, for the creation of a new program within the Department of Justice to expand this important enforcement work.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
This is USA Radio News.
You know, a lot of times you have to choose between something high quality or something that saves you money. But if you can get both, why not? Especially when it comes to health care. And that's MediShare. You get both. The typical family saves $500 a month switching to MediShare. And that's huge, but it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. It's because MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge PPO network, so yeah, really, you could save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. If you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. Here is the number you need. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Neighborhoods powered by solar panels with backup batteries weathered the direct onslaught of Hurricane Ian in Florida. Utilities and developers said keeping the lights on throughout the storm while millions of others lost power. At least three solar-powered communities near Fort Myers and Tampa made it through Ian without losing electricity. Some also had hardened electrical infrastructure, including buried lines and stronger power poles that helped them weather the storm and its aftermath. At the new Medley neighborhood south of Tampa, Utility Tampa Electric Company has a pilot project with 37 new homes equipped with utility-owned rooftop solar and home batteries. When Ian knocked out power to about 295,000 customers in the area, Medley was disconnected from the rest of the electrical system, but it never lost power. The death toll after an explosion in a coal mine in Turkey's northern Bartın province on Friday has reached 41, Turkish President Tayyip Erdogan said on Saturday. Earlier, Interior Minister Süleyman Soylu said 58 of the 110 people working in the mine when the blast occurred were rescued by the teams or got out by themselves. Soylu also said one miner was discharged from the hospital while 10 were still receiving treatment in Bartın and Istanbul. New England Patriots owner Robert Kraft married Dr. Dana Blumberg on Friday night in Manhattan with reportedly 250 guests in attendance that included Patriots royalty and star-studded performers. For USA Radio News, I'm Tony Marusso.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb